This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Everybody, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan Dede Cruz, here with my brother. We on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. What's going on, my brother? Greg the Mark.
Good evening. How's it going, boss? Man, I just want to give a shout out to, first of all, Cody Fleming, man. He's been battling a sickness. He just got out of the hospital, man. Way to go, dude. You're a tough dude. Keep pushing
on. Tough,
and I also want to give a shout out, man. I swear, man, my new favorite wrestling podcast, the Pro Wrestling Edge guys, Dan Brewer, Big Kaz, Brandon, Nick, and Josh, man, they did an awesome job. Check out their shit from RPW. They broadcasted live from there.
They even do the Flophouse.
They got a bunch of stuff coming out, man. Flophouse, RPW, I mean, these guys are doing big things. And, man, nicest group of guys you'll ever meet. You ever catch them at a show, stop by and say hi.
Say hi to them. Make sure you do. They always got their Pro Wrestling Edge shirts on. You know who they are.
And
so what's going on, brother?
And Greg needs a hat. Hint, hint, Dan. Dan, Greg needs a hat. Sean, Mr. Stockmeyer, Mr. Face Kicked Apparel, Greg needs a hat. Which
yes,
we need some
hats. We need
hats,
a hat over
baby.
Here.
We
need our
need
own
hat.
We're going to... Let's go get one this weekend. Let's go talk to Sean.
Well,
the 24th, we'll talk to Sean Stockmeyer.
Man, I need something to keep my motherfucking nugget piece warm, dude. We're getting into that season. Yeah, we need some new. Oh yeah, especially you. You got no covering on your nugget piece.
No,
your
I don't.
Shit's
I just went
with the element.
Yeah, buddy. I just cleaned my nugget clean too.
Man.
Oh, yeah. You already know, though, man. It's one hell of a weekend that we got coming up this weekend, brother.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm most excited for it. It was going to be my last outdoor show of the year, but I don't know, man. There's some enticing stuff out there, but, man, your skinny man's ain't built for the cold, brother.
Man, I understand
you know?
That, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know... We do what we got to do, and we make it FIO. They didn't know. They didn't know you got an FIO.
Absolutely.
So what I'm saying is, man, are you ready for tonight's really exciting episode?
This might be the most exciting episode we've had yet.
We're going to have the Cleveland boys coming out from Cleveland, and it's going to be Zach Thomas and the Bitcoin Boys, which this Sunday you can catch Zach Thomas at the Horror Slam Show versus MM3, which we all know who the winner is going to be on that one.
Yes, we do. Off with his head.
No, no, no.
He's
going to get tossed like the rag doll.
And the Bitcoin Boys, the Horror Slam Tag Team Champions, I mean, I feel like that team is at least not at danger to die and be beheaded. Like Zach Thomas,
I mean, they are they obviously could lose their newly won tag team titles to Balkan season. I'm rooting for the Bitcoin Boys, man, even though they're from Cleveland.
You know, but, I mean, the Steelers are going to whoop up on Cleveland this Sunday. MM3 is going to whoop up on Zach Thomas
this
Sunday.
Here you go.
And then there's Bitcoin Boys. I'm trying to put over the Bitcoin Boys because the sunshine through the whole shit for the, you know, this weekend is going to be for the city of Cleveland.
You're not talking under
the Bitcoin Boys.
You're not talking under the bus this whole week. But Zach Thomas set you straight.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy.
He set you straight.
I was surprised for him this evening, actually.
We'll see.
He just might get set straight.
Well, he might. Well, everybody that wants to see who Zach Thomas is going to get straightened out by, stay tuned. And if you want to give us a call, area code 646-668-8672.
So we are, dude, the Undisputed King. We actually, I hate bringing up bummer shit, especially when it pertains to, like, a fucking black eye for independent wrestling.
Yeah.
But right now, there's a little bit of drama surrounding Horror Slam. It's kind of a black eye. So Josh Crane has pulled out of Horror Slam. He's not
gonna
happy
be able to, yeah,
with the opponent that he was scheduled to face, and that's fine. So, now that the bummer bullshit's out of the way, so
let's get back to
the
show.
That's the last time I'm going
to
say that guy's name. Dude, I got no but that's the last time I'm going to say his name. He's not part of the show. He's not part of the promotion. So, moving forward, we will have a deathmatch championship. I Am Provider is going to
defend
the newly won title. Now, I don't know if you know how that went down. It was kind of Montreal
screw
job.
Yeah, I remember.
So, you know, I don't know if they're going to put a third guy in there.
It's just going to be one-on-one.
Yeah, I was talking to some people, and I was kind of fishing, and I got nothing.
And your boys from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast are going to be up front and center.
Absolutely. We got I'm bringing a friend to his first indie show, kid I grew up with. I mean, call him a kid. We're all old-ass dudes.
Yeah,
now, but
you know.
Still kids to me, damn it.
God damn it.
Fuck them kids.
Well, I was about to say that. I swear, fuck them kids. So, yeah, man, nonetheless, man, Horror Slam's going to have a great show. And like I said, we're going to be front and center. I'm going to bring my girl's daughter, and it's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be her first indie event.
And yeah, my son will be there. And, of course, the exception to the fuck them kids is my sweet little princess niece, Natty, which actually is Day-Day's niece, but she calls me Uncle Ugly because she loves me.
Mm.
And she's going to be there with us. And the reason I bring her up is
because yesterday was her 10th birthday.
Man.
So, man,
shout out to my baby.
She had a big birthday, and then a lot of the guys, you know, that know her.
Shout out to
Atlas Hightower, Madman Pondo,
Percy
Drew, Jason, and Money from Capital Vices.
Isaiah Frazier,
Mikey Banker, Sean Tyler,
Jimmy Gray.
That was her favorite.
The Guru.
Oh, the Guru.
King Logan.
Guru,
fuck
man.
You, Guru. Fuck
hey,
that guy.
Fuck that, man. You don't talk about the Guru.
Fuck that guy.
You don't want that smoke. You don't want that smoke. I know you don't want that smoke.
Fuck that guy. I'm back to hashtag beat up the Guru.
No, fuck that. We're going to spray paint over that. Hashtag beat up the Guru shit.
No, dude. It's
Guru's the man.
Beat up the Guru. Hashtag
no, fuck
beat up the
that.
Guru. You know what? I'm going to back off Zeke. I'm going to focus my cheer.
We knew you were scared of Zeke. That's why you're backing off of Zeke and trying to go back to the Guru.
No, I just kind of love Zeke.
No, fuck that. No, don't say that, man. You're just scared of the Guru. You're just scared of the Guru, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he haunts my dreams with bad fucking weed. With dirt weed. Rego.
Rego?
Yeah.
Guru! I know that's not true.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's some Guru Regos haunt my dreams.
The Guregos?
Gurego.
The Guru goes.
Yeah.
Something like that. But nonetheless, man, it's going to be a great show, and I'm excited to be front row, man.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a huge card. We got Jeff King and Briar Wellington
in a tag team matchup, and they both got mystery opponents or mystery tag team partners. That's going to be a fun match. And like he said, there's going to be a deathmatch championship match down the line, down in that show.
Yeah, there will be at least one. I mean, Zach Thomas, former deathmatch champion, intelligent guy. I love Zach Thomas as a performer. I really do. But now, as a guy, I'm done with that guy. Fuck that guy. I'm still going to buy his shirt, though. I want to, you know, support. I want to support the layoff MM3 is going to put him on. You know, I want to help him out with that. Because he is. He's a great talent. It's just unfortunate that not only, you know, he ended up in a battle with Akilla, but that he's, you know, he's made that personal.
Also,
I let the process himself know that, you know, certain people think that, you know, he might have gained some corona weight. And
oh my God, oh my God, you know,
names he was called. I might have mentioned
Mr. Muffin Monroe III.
Hashtag not a muffin.
Yeah, it is. Don't lie. That's why you're laughing. That's why you're laughing.
It's fun.
That's why you're laughing. No.
That's
no. No.
So
no. Funny. I'm not.
He was none too happy that you said you were going to make our babies cry. And your own niece was none too happy that when I told her, man, Uncle said he's going to make you and Bradley cry. That guy's going to make y'all cry. And he wants me to have a tissue for each of you.
All right, man. Let me get back to the card before our callers called in. So it's going to be a mystery tag team dream match. It's going to be Briar and a mystery opponent versus Jeff King, another mystery opponent, and or mystery tag team partners, I should say. We're going to have Jack Price versus Percy Drews in a hardcore Halloween Hikins match. And then it's going to be a intergender first blood tag team match. It's going to be Isaiah Browner versus Jocelyn Navarro. Now, that one I want to see that.
That could be a brutal, violent war.
Jocelyn Navarro is no joke.
Dude.
She is not no joke.
Bitch. Seriously. That is a meme. I've heard her shoot on people, like, on a personal level. And, like, dude, she will go. With a dude or whatever, she, you know, I mean, for good reason, I defend Jocelyn and support, I mean, causes I know she supports. And, you know, I've literally heard her, like, man, dude, and she's that tough. We've seen her with Peter B. I've seen her actually wrestle a lot of men. I mean, let's face it, bro, there's not, the Midwest has all this talent, but we do not have a plethora of woman
talent.
We only got a couple, and one of ours is Heidi, and she's in London, you know what I mean?
Doing her
thing.
She's stuck over there because of Corona,
there.
But she's, you know, nonetheless, man, Jocelyn Navarro's going to give Isaiah Brown a run.
Tony Threat. Who else do we have?
Hannah.
Is coming up quick. But again, dude, we got like 5-6 girls that are, you know, and it's hard to, so. You know, I've seen these girls, especially Jocelyn, wrestle and fight a lot of men. And Isaiah ain't going to take it easy on her. I don't think she would want it that way either.
Right.
Yeah. Brutal, hard-hitting war.
No, for sure.
It can be some Dread King Zach Thomas shit.
So who do you got on that match?
Isaiah's going to kill you. But still, he's going to know he was in a fight.
Right. So moving on to the next match, man. We're going to move on to the next match of the card. There's going to be a three-way trick-or-treat ladder match where they're going to fight in a ladder match for a bag of candy. It's going to be Chambers versus Tommy Vendetta versus Atlas Hightower, Mr. Runner's Ring to himself. So that match right there, man, I can say is going to be a banger. I think that one's going to steal the whole damn show.
Would you ever just see, like, Tommy and Atlas? I can't say I've ever seen that match. But, dude, what a banger would that be? Dude, shout-out to Tommy Vendetta. You are a bad son of a bitch, dude. But
so
we're gonna see. I mean, but Tommy Vendetta, man, he had a awesome death match with Akira at RPW, and he main evented against Dread King. It was a hell of a match on Friday night. It was big weekend for the Lovable Psychopath, And dude, that, I love Tommy Vendetta, dude. Such a talent.
Oh yeah, Tommy Vendetta, man. He's gone crazy this year, and he's had a highlight reel, man. Earlier, I watched it, all his little sentons that he does at the corner. Man, he even used the one that was in my backyard. He got the one hell of a senton. He got the better senton, I believe, than Kevin Owens.
And the guy, he's one of them guys. He's very well-rounded, and he's, I mean, he's just starting to get into this crazy shit. We've seen a little bit of it with Trey Jacobs, and then in an all-out death match. Did you see the promo with Aaron O'Brien?
No.
He's like...
Oh, with Rhino for Rhino? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, why can't you just wrestle in a regular match or whatever? Yeah, it's funny. If you get a chance, check it out. It's either on Aaron O'Brien or Tommy Vendetta's Facebook page. Man, a fun little promo.
Yeah, I'm pretty... Yeah, it is one. It was a good promo. And I'm ready for that match. Like I said, I'm ready for that ladder match because I know Tommy Vendetta could do something crazy. Atlas Hightower, I've never really seen him in a ladder match.
Oh, dude. The
Chambers.
He's a pure athlete.
Well, yeah. No. Nonetheless, I'm not, like, being an athlete, but I've never seen him, like, in a ladder match. So, I mean, athleticism, you could do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
the athleticism is going to carry. I mean, I can't say I've seen Tommy Vendetta in a ladder match either. Not that either guy's never been in one, but you know what I mean? Like, a match like a ladder match favors an athlete like Atlas Hightower.
Oh, yeah. That's my pick.
Yeah, mine too. I hate to say, I mean, it would be a tough call for me between Tommy and Atlas in a straight-up three-way, even in a straight-up one-on-one in a ladder match. I got to go with Atlas Hightower as the favorite.
Yeah, me too. That's definitely who I'm going for. That's who I'm going for. So next match, here's an update. So it's going to be Fans Bring the Weapons Death Match. It's going to be Josh Crane versus Peter B one-on-one. No. I'm sorry, guys.
No,
that's wrong.
Yeah. Let's just say I Am Provider is going to defend the Horror Slam Death Match Championship.
Yeah.
We'll leave that match at that. Is, you know, kind of touched on it a little, but Josh Crane chose not to, you know, for his own reasons, not to
come to the show.
Yeah, not to work the show. He apologized for canceling the booking, but, you know.
Stuff happens.
It's a hell of a show.
But we also got the Revolting Blob versus Dr. Daniel C. Rockingham.
Dude. Who the fuck is Dr. Daniel C. Rockingham?
Somebody's drunk uncle. Somebody's drunk uncle trying to sell some brochures.
I hope the Blob beats his ass. I love the Blob gimmick.
Yeah, I do too. It's funny.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Billy Madison, the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my favorite movie almost of all time. But, yes, and then the Zach Thomas versus the Process MM3. And we know how that's going to end. Zach Thomas,
yeah,
the victor.
In our hearts, we all know exactly how it's going to end. But, yeah, I guess the main event, I assume.
Yeah, it's Aaron O'Brien versus Rhino.
Yeah, that.
That's going to
be
a great
match.
Two beasts going at it. Man.
Aaron O'Brien, man, he's this was to be his comeback match. His comeback match actually turned out to be returning at XICW with the Death Threat Army to, you know, overthrow War Inc. and the Kira Clan in the War Games. But, you know, big match against Rhino. Aaron O'Brien coming off a kind of long layoff. He looked pretty good, man. He's fresh. He's ready to brawl.
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
He's in shape.
Go ahead.
Versus Aaron O'Brien, man. I don't know, man. Aaron O'Brien's got to have some rust. I got to give it to Rhino on this.
I got to be cheering for You know what? I got to
Aaron O'Brien.
I know you're
going
to be cheering for Aaron O'Brien because I'm cheering for Aaron O'Brien, but I got to beg to differ on your decision, partner. Because Aaron O'Brien has a different adrenaline in him.
I hope you're right.
He has a way
he
different,
does that.
You know, because you have ring rust.
And he has a
if
lot
you
of,
look at it, listen,
he has
this.
A lot of energy to get
listen,
out.
I'm gonna
a lot of frustration.
It's just
to get
like
out.
When Shawn Michaels fought Triple H at SummerSlam 2002, had so much ring rust, came from a back surgeon and still won that.
Triple H
Shawn won
Michaels
the match.
Won the match with a roll-up,
right.
But Triple H won the war and left.
Yeah,
the
but
lane.
still, won nonetheless because there was a different adrenaline in him.
There is a different adrenaline on another level in Aaron O'Reilly.
No, definitely.
I believe he has a. You know what? I'm gonna give it to you. You persuade me. Aaron O'Reilly's gonna beat Rhino. Actually,
he is gonna beat Rhino, dude, and I know he is because not just you know does he have
no,
a
I
different.
Mean, the emotion he has
yes,
to get out
definitely.
Is gonna be fuel.
It's gonna be. He's gonna
put
the beast. Put
it over.
He's gonna
the
put
edge.
The beast to rest. He's gonna
I don't
put
know
the
if he's
to
put the beast to rest, but Aaron O'Reilly just
that night. That
yeah.
night.
Yeah,
I told you he was going for Aaron O'Reilly on this
Rhino's
one since
count.
I found out.
We don't count the stars right now. We count or the lights. We count the stars. So you're gonna be counting the stars, just like Zach Thomas can be counting the stars if he's fortunate enough to still be able to count.
He's
stars.
Gonna make it, man, and he's dude. Let's not even start this right now because you've been trying to tell me.
Shout out to the EMTs, the essential workers, the heroes. That saves people like Zach Thomas to get themselves kicked in the fucking nugget.
It's not gonna happen. And I'm letting you know why. Because
why?
He's gonna get dragged up by his belt line like Zeke.
Oh, okay. They, so, I don't know if he exactly ragdolled Percy. He got the dub. But,
yeah,
I heard Percy put up a hell of a fight. I wasn't able to make it. As a matter of fact, we had we attended Nadi's birthday party. It was last Saturday.
Yep.
It was a great time.
Yes, it was. We had fun and with all the family, but, yeah. We didn't make it to RPW, and we're sorry about that, but Zach Thomas
so,
got the win nonetheless.
I had, you know, some things going on. You had some things going on. So I dropped in at PWAS, caught like the last three shows. And first of all, the first big news, this happened before I got there. The tag team champions, the way it works out. Chuck and Peter
are the
from two different teams score the fall. And they're named the tag team champions. Peter and Chuck are the tag team champions of the Pro Wrestling All Stars. And then, dude, in a fucking shocker, man. It was a multi-man match. It was actually the match that was going on when I got there. And Movado pins Tanner Nix, and they were the final two and becomes the new Cruiser Core champion. I was pissed.
I was
pissed. I've actually gotten behind Tanner Nix now, and I'm actually a fan, and I was pulling for him. I was pulling for him to have a long reign, and he assured me that he is, you know, he has a rematch coming, and he intends to reclaim his title one-on-one, and, man, I'm on his side on that one.
I've been on Tanner's side. You were skeptical. You were skeptical on Tanner, and you were skeptical on a lot of...
Around.
But you're skeptical about a lot of people that I'm telling you, and that's how you're going to
see it. He's not the greatest Cruiser Core champion of all time, not even close.
I didn't say he was.
He would be.
I said he would be, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's not there yet. But again, it ain't like Tanner lost the belt in a, I mean, we're talking about a multi-man elimination match that, you know, I think there were five guys involved in that match. But the, Junior Heavyweight Championship was a hell of a match. Mitch Hewitt and TJ Meyer. Fuck you, Mitch Hewitt, by the way. Fuck Mitch Hewitt. I don't like Mitch Hewitt.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. And the Guru.
No, fuck you.
Dude, if Dread King wasn't a part of the Hollow, it would be, but it's not. Follow the Hollow. Even though
exactly.
their manager...
You
smoke
still
dirt
got
weed, and they carry an asshole like Mitch Hewitt with them. That's cool. The Brothers Gray, man, good up and coming team, and led by the great Dread King Logan. I mean, this really has the potential to be a really big faction, man, of Nomads or War Inc. moving forward, which shout out to Hannah Henderson, the newest member of the Nomads. First member, yeah. It just announced it last weekend. Fuck you, Ace Evans, for waiting, making me wait 2 days. I could have messaged someone and said, hey, who is it? But I was like, no, I'll play along. And I kept seeing that, like, I get notifications, like, someone commented on the post. I'm like, he still ain't going to tell us yet? And then, yeah, he made a post and announced it that another new face to me. And, man, we need more girls around here, dude.
We do, man. We don't got very much.
Our girls can wrestle.
Yeah, they can. Like I said, Jocelyn, she's not from here, but she's been a part of our female talent roster for a minute.
Yeah, still from this Midwest area where these guys are getting trained in Ohio.
Yeah,
the House of Truth is, you know, they're training girls too, and Pure Pro.
Pure Pro.
There's a lot of good trainers training, you know, but I guess not enough women have the passion for it.
No, not at all. So, yeah, man, it was, I can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be such a great weekend.
I'm really excited for Horror Slam.
Me too.
For me, it's like the finale. I don't know. You're trying to talk me into going to TKW. I do want to go, but it's cold, man. I ain't built for this shit.
Man, put on two pairs of joggers, put on two sweaters, put on a scully, and you'll be fine. You will be fine, man. So, yeah, that'll be fine.
I just got a message from a friend, and that's all I got to say about that. Zach Thomas, we're waiting on him to call in from the Bitcoin Boys. I hope to hear from him soon. So,
the Bitcoin Boys.
Shout out to Zach Thomas, and actually, I want to give credit to the right person because this is important. This is his life or death shit right here, brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, yeah. So, check this out. Robert Starks Bellamy, man. Shout out to him. He's a photographer, apparently from Ohio. Took some awesome promo pics for Zach Thomas. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? So, you know, I told him it would be the perfect picture to blow up and have as, like, a memorial mural at his funeral next week.
The funeral.
Next
That's
week.
How he's gonna look once MM3 is down for the count.
And he asked me if I was dumb or stupid.
Yeah, I'm not. Are you?
I don't know. We'll see Sunday.
We'll see Saturday. See
Saturday.
See you can't even.
I'm gonna be a day late for the show.
Exactly.
I'm gonna miss the funeral.
No, you're gonna miss. You're gonna not miss the funeral.
I won't miss it.
We'll see.
I won't miss the funeral. I got to make sure I get my Zach Thomas shirt, though. I need that.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah. And I'm going to get a Zach Thomas shirt that says, like, you know, rest in heaven. Or what do they say now? It's not rest in peace no more.
No, you're going to say, Zach Thomas killed my hero. It's going to say, Zach Thomas killed my hero.
No.
And my dream.
It's going to be, like, in loving memory of.
Sure.
I want my loving memory of to have this picture on it, because that's how I want to remember him. On 2 feet, with his head attached to his neck and shoulders, just like that.
Oh, are you done? Are you done?
I am.
Are you done? Okay, man. I was falling asleep here, man. Jesus Christ.
Dude, that's your boy. Is that not an awesome promo pic? Wouldn't
I mean, that's
awesome
what he's gonna, that's how he's going to be fucking smiling and flexing when he's beating MM3.
Okay.
Once MM3's down for the three count. Ha! You get it? MM3's going to be down for the three count.
I'm doubtful. He won't be counting those stars. He won't be seeing stars, counting stars. None of that.
We'll see.
So, who do you think wins the Bitcoin Boys and Vulcan season match?
Well, of course. Well, I don't know. You know what? Balkan season, they're
kind of get fucked.
Yeah, they did. They didn't lose the titles actually.
At least they fucking
they
brought them.
Yeah, they didn't lose them. But they lost the titles from Daddy's Money. Well, the Bitcoin Boys pinned Daddy's or made Daddy's Money submit.
How are them bums? Contenders
for the tag team
who
titles.
Who the fuck have they beat?
Right.
In any promotion.
Money money. Yeah, yeah. That daddy's money. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And
so,
they do have the most, in business-minded manager in the fucking indies. The greatest mind in professional wrestling, I'm sorry, is Johnny Delicious. But Jeremiah Goldman is a close second, bro, and he is a phenomenal fucking businessman. And the fact that those fucks got a title match really cements the fact that Jeremiah Goldman is such a good businessman. And any money paid to him is money well spent. And why you think he has a partnership with the best in the fucking world? That's a partnership made in gold. MM3 is directly connected to his best friend, Johnny Delicious. You know what I'm saying? He's got the greatest mind in professional wrestling, probably the greatest businessman in indie wrestling, and, dude, he can't fucking lose. Not in XI, not in Metro Pro, not in Horror Slam, not in a random fucking backyard in Lincoln Park or town for that matter.
Well, there's always a first time for everything. Sorry, partner.
It's not that he hasn't lost. The guy has evolved into the superstar.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Dude, the crown jewel.
I've known him for 2 years.
Family,
and that's,
the Monroe dynasty.
You know,
royal family.
You know, all bullshit aside, me and MM3 shared, you know, drinks together and everything. You know,
yeah.
We've all done it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
I think you're done sharing drinks with MM3.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
it
is, you know, I can't say nothing, but, you know, it's going to be what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, I don't think you want to, you know, ingest anything fattening. So, yeah. So, I can't wait to talk to Zach Thomas. All respect in the world for Zach Thomas, though.
Yeah, you better respect him, because you're going to put on Zach Thomas killed my hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
in love
with you.
All right.
Oh, how beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Mr. Zach Thomas, man. I can't wait till Saturday. Like I said, he's going to be putting his shirt saying, Zach Thomas killed my hero.
I will have John Stockmeyer. I'll have him call. I'll have him make me this shirt.
Okay.
You'll have me make you a shirt?
That says Zach Thomas killed my hero. If by some fucking miracle that happens on Saturday.
Well, I mean, it's plain and simple. Let's put it this way. See, I actually was talking shit to him recently this week to figure out what he wanted to try to do this weekend, okay? And I looked up
and he didn't give you shit
on YouTube. Shut your mouth. All right, and listen, all right? I went on YouTube, looked up Mouth Monroe, you know, the third. I mean, you know, he's a big star in the indie scene, right? He faced Eddie Kingston just like I did. That's the only similarity that him and I have. But here's the difference. See, he did beat Eddie Kingston just like I did, but without help, I beat Eddie Kingston. With help, he beat Eddie Kingston. Mm. So, of course, he needs Jeremiah by his side this weekend because he can't fight his battles on his own.
Jeremiah is not a brawler. The man is not at ringside to fight anybody.
That doesn't mean anything. Guess what? Do you know what a man does? He gets involved in the match and makes sure.
There you go.
He does not.
There you go. See? You're 24 karat plated just like
bro?
Your buddy.
Goldman does not
Let's
get involved.
Hey, he's 24 karat plated,
okay.
Zach.
He doesn't get involved, really, because last time I checked, every time I was in a match that he was on the opposing side of me, he got involved. Or how about this? When he was on my side for a little bit in Horror Slam, he was getting involved. So don't kid me with that bullshit. I know how Jeremiah works.
The man's not a fighter. The man's
That's
certainly
fine.
Not
a fighter,
looking to pick a fight with a Zach Thomas
you.
Or any other performer for that matter.
Greg,
he
man,
simply
hey, hold on, man. He, like you said, he knows the way he runs.
Good deal.
He knows the way he runs.
Yeah.
So shut your face and know your place. Zach Thomas going to make you put that shirt saying, Zach Thomas beat my hero.
He was good to you, Zach.
Was he? Was
see,
he
you said it yourself.
That money wasn't good for me.
Ooh. Well, you must not be very good at negotiating business with Mr. Goldman.
Oh, is that the case? Is that why that man came looking for me to pay me to be his bodyguard? To be his
ooh.
Enforcer? Yeah, that's what I thought. See, because the people that he did have in his group, mind you, I love Chinstrap, and I don't know why me and him still aren't a thing.
I don't.
Horror Slam. You know, Horror Slam is crazy. They don't know what the hell they're doing half the time. But last time I checked, everybody in his group couldn't do shit for him. So you needed someone that could. And then when time presented itself for me to actually have another title, mind you, I had the heavyweight deathmatch championship. Didn't defend in a deathmatch, or I didn't win it in a deathmatch either, you know, because I'm just that good. And the thing is, when I'm champ, I make the rules and I make the calls around in Horror Slam. So, plain and simple, when it got to me to face Vendetta, what happened? Jeremiah got involved, as usual.
So, I mean, Jeremiah Goldman may have to make the deals he has to make to have the pieces in place he needs to run his empire. Like, Kingstrap Jesus, not a fan. Don't like the guy. I might come
not
around on the guy. Jeremiah's trying to get me to come around on the guy, but fuck that guy.
Kingstrap Jesus,
yeah.
Man. Yeah.
But,
do you have
I mean, and then there's Daddy's money. You think he's paying them? He got them a tag team title opportunity. Your Bitcoin boys are the champions due to a business deal that the 24-karat lion made.
So that means it went sour. That means it went sour. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you?
That those bum fucks. Hey, Goldman, real well.
No, fuck
them.
Exactly,
and
he paid
them,
and he took the money. So look what happened. They won the Bitcoin boys won the championship.
He put them in the ring with the champions.
Who are the champions? The Bitcoin boys.
See, he knows just as well as I do. Clearly, if something was invested there, they would have won the tag titles. But guess what? They did it. They came up short.
There you go.
It's Daddy's money.
But
bro,
still, look who's associated with him. The 24-karat line. Look who's associated with them losers.
If the Bitcoin boys
he doesn't
hired
get that.
Goldman,
listen,
they would be
listen,
the fucking champions
listen,
for
listen,
years.
Listen to
listen.
This, bro. Let's put it this way. Okay, listen to me on this, all right? You want to claim that look who they have, right? Yeah, they have Jeremiah Goldman. Okay, cool. Guess what? He didn't do shit for them. They didn't win the tag titles. And
he put them in the ring with the champions.
Doesn't
they
matter.
Have another shot.
He got them a title shot, and they were clearly not qualified. Come on. Daddy's money is not a tag team title contender. The fact they were in that match is a testament.
Greg, quit. Okay. Stuttering.
All right. Let's put it this way. They weren't qualified, and Jeremiah knew that. Why would you be that stupid to put them in that match or get them in that match for that
he
matter?
Wanted to
there
be in
go.
That match.
There you go. There you go.
He wanted to be in
listen
that match.
Listen to Zach.
He made it happen.
Listen to Zach.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact.
The Bitcoin boys should hire Goldman, and they can be the champions for the next 3 years.
They don't need Goldman
well,
to be champions for 2 years.
Put that to the side, okay? Just hear me out here. This isn't me talking about Daddy's money. This isn't me talking about Bitcoin boys or Balking season for that matter. This is me talking about myself going one-on-one with the process, MM3, that dude that decided to not hit the gym. That's why I was late today. You can tell he put on about, what, 15, 20 pounds during quarantine?
Talking about your weight.
So, it wasn't good to him.
What? Actually, we I think my friend has finally joined us.
Oh, who? Who's here?
I think that this
Thomas,
this
is the first time I've ever even fucking heard of you. Look, I love how the
I can't hear you. What's up? What's going on over there, man?
I think that I think this phone call is about to get golden.
Man, that 24 carats really doing him well, huh? I can't understand a goddamn thing MM3 was saying.
Yeah, you're on, Jeremiah. All right. We got Jeremiah.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, the 24-carat lion, Jeremiah Goldman. How are y'all doing today? Greg, the best. Senor Patata, and then you got albino Donkey Kong talking shit over here like he's something.
What have you done for you?
That's you, Zach Thomas.
Last couple years.
Well, in 8 months, I made one of the biggest names in independent wrestling. In 5 years, you're just Gregory Iron's little brother.
Hold on, that's all I'm saying.
Take it strong here and bro to the top of the mountain. Listen, buddy. All you do is brag about your losses. It's adorable. It's adorable.
Also, you want to talk about bodies?
You have the body of a third-string linebacker. You ain't ever looked buff in your life, bro. So I don't know why you're coming at somebody like that.
Someone that has no meat on their bones, bud.
You look like a guy who's juicing but never hit the gym. It's adorbs.
Good one.
I know it was.
Watching children half the time, you know, with that pedophile mustache of yours, man. I mean, you could probably
go
to
the porn star staff. Ask your mother. She loves the mustache ride, but it's cool. You
want to
go shooting, man? Listen, I heard you last week, brother. You
want
to go shooting? Well, it's hunting season in Michigan, bud. And we hunted albino Donkey Kongs. Oh, brother. You know why you do shoots? Because you ain't got no charisma. First of all,
I have no charisma.
We can start there.
Please.
You don't.
Hit me with the charisma. What
brother,
charisma do I not
brother,
have?
I can hit you with charisma all day. What charisma do you have? Let's start there. That's a way shorter list.
Okay, name it.
I can't think of any charisma you have. That's the problem.
Shut your dumb mouth, because every person you align yourself with, yeah, you might get them gold.
Zach Thomas, you just built different, bro. You just built different.
Plain and simple. Can you?
Everybody I get with gets gold. I know.
Is it?
And brother, you didn't get the check. You didn't get a check that was big enough because you think you're worth more than what you're worth. You see, man, you're just one of those Ohio boys. You're a come and go.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You're right. I'm one of those Ohio boys that actually put Horror Slam back on people's eyes because it was nothing when you were there.
It was something when I was there. First of all, I made it what it is today. And MM3 has kept it what it has been since the beginning.
Sir, we're not here to talk about me
because you don't want to get into it with me. Listen, I'll talk to you all day. You know that. I don't know why you even think you got a shot in a contest of words.
So let's talk about Saturday.
Try. I'm doing it right now. You're just yelling and sounding like a five-year-old throwing a tantrum. Like, I don't understand. What's your gimmick, bro? What is it?
You repeat the same shit. You repeat the same shit.
I came at you with five different things that you've never heard before today, bud.
Albino gorilla? That you're going to shoot me?
No, I called you an albino Donkey Kong, first of all. We go name brand. We ain't using no tissues. We Kleenex in the south.
First one you said gorilla.
No, I said albino Donkey Kong.
Trust me. It's all the same. Gorilla, Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong's the name, jackass. Just so you know.
Donkey Kong is, yeah, but that's also the person I'm referring to. If you put your picture side by side with him, you look just like the guy. It's funny. It's adorable. Do it when you get off this phone call. Do it when you get done riding my coattails like a magic carpet, Aladdin, all right? Like, listen.
Who rides your coattails? MM3, that's
bro, you did for a little bit till I cut the fat off the steak, and now it's lean and mean.
You cut the fat off.
Something you don't know about.
You cut the fat off.
Bro, you just weren't golden. You're good.
I wouldn't say great.
You're good.
I left you. You didn't.
You got that. You got that electric chair power bomb, and that's about it.
Was he a Goldman guy when he won the Deathmatch Championship?
No, and then you know what happened? Well, you weren't. I can't remember because that's in your career. Forgettable.
I wasn't actually. Crazy. You were on the opposite side trying to screw me over and over, but you failed.
Ooh.
Listen, if you ain't invested, you just don't care. Like, worried about Zach Thomas, man? I could go get a root canal, and that's more productive. Like, brother.
Fine. Fine. See, Jeremiah, I'll let you stick to the talking, and I'll admit, I'm not a man for words. I let my actions speak louder than my
words. You're not a man for wrestling either.
Oh, shit,
ladies and gentlemen,
who is that? Is it the killer master of joint manipulation? The pansexual prince and the polyamorous princess himself? The rainbow panther of Wakanda? Ladies and gentlemen, if there's only three things in the world you can trust, Zach Thomas, it is death, taxes, and the process. M-M-3.
You know, Zach, I'm actually really impressed. I'm actually really impressed that you can even get words out with how far my dick was down your throat, because this whole time you've just been dick riding me. Like, you said my name to get clout, and that's fine because motherfuckers do it all the time. But one thing you never say about MM3 is that you'll ever outwork him. I didn't even know who the fuck you were until Horace Slam told me, oh, that's Greg Iron's little brother. Well, let me tell you something about your big brother, Greg. He even knows that I am the most vicious and versatile motherfucker on the face of this planet. And I'm going to show you way better than I can tell you this Saturday, because I'm coming to break necks, break fingers, break jaws. It doesn't even fucking matter. You're just a stepping stone. I don't even know why I'm even having a conversation with you, because I am just too fucking good at this. I'm just too fucking good at this. That's why Horace Lane brought me back, because yep. You guys weren't selling tickets without me, because you guys fucking suck. So they had to bring back the king to put asses in the seat.
He's talking about the wrestling part, not the entertainment part, because that's been golden.
To be fair, they weren't selling tickets when I was there, actually. They were doing it for free, so that's on them. I made my money, though, so that's all fine and dandy. But, Malcolm,
yeah,
I'm
you're hot dog in a handshake. I'm sure you're fucking proud of it.
Listen to me, bud. Listen. You talk all the shit it is. I'll give you the credit you deserve. I'll give you the credit that Jeremiah deserves. You are one hell of a competitor. I will give you that. You have done everything there is to do in the independent scene in the last 8 years of your career, and I'll give you that. But if it wasn't for your father, you wouldn't even be a fucking thing in independent wrestling. So you can shut
you
the
sure about
fuck
that,
up
bud?
With that bullshit.
You sure about
positive,
that, bud?
Positive,
first of all,
positive.
I was trained by the greatest professional wrestler of mine, and it wasn't my father. I made a name for my motherfucking self. Like I said, I did not know who you were until they told me that little Greg was your big fucking brother. You're a fucking nobody. You're a fucking a rock in my shoe. I've done everything by myself. When I was a competitor on Impact's Global Forge, I got there myself. I got the call myself because they knew that I was the best in the fucking world. And in order for that television show to have any sort of clout, they needed the process. So that is where I come in.
Bro, you know his little trash suit he likes to wear? You don't, because you don't know who he is.
I don't even know who the fuck he is.
I know. So he wears this. You remember when you worked in the company, what is it, AIW?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Remember? Yeah, he's the big dog down there now.
Sorry you're no longer there, man. I mean, it happens, you know. Sometimes they get rid of the talent or
I don't know.
Untalented
I don't know why they gave him
a talent.
You
can't
know
afford.
What I mean?
They couldn't
bro,
afford
bro, bro, bro.
Anymore.
Why'd they give Zach Thomas a tracksuit? That man don't run anywhere.
All he runs is his fucking mouth.
You're one to talk. Did you not put on about, what, 10, 15 pounds over quarantine?
Oh, Tommy says, fuck you, by the way, Zach.
Fuck you, buddy. fuck you, Vendetta. That's why you got your ass beat last week by Akira. Now, shut the fuck up.
But that's why he beat you at Horror Slam, bud.
Because of you, you dumb fuck. How many times do I have
to do that? I don't get involved in matches, bro. I don't cheat. How dare you even try to besmirch my name like that, buddy? That is slander and libel.
Sure. You can claim
that
all
slander
you want.
And libel.
You can claim that all you want. That's why I fucked you up multiple times.
I bet you won't do that shit while I'm there.
Bet you I will. Get in my fucking way. Get my way, because I'll fuck you up just like I fucked up Percy Drews last year.
Bro. It's not
Percy Drews is a fucking 5-day contract player, bro. You're wrestling the real fucking deal. This isn't Bush League anymore.
You're not wrestling
fucking Yarders trained by John Thorne's crony. You're wrestling the best in the fucking world. And then once the quicker you get that through your head, the fucking quicker and more less painless this asshole is going to be. Because you're definitely getting it.
Name a Yarder that I faced. Name a Yarder that I faced from AIW.
There's no way I can, because I don't even know who the fuck you are.
You say you don't know who I am, but last time I checked, when you walked into that locker room at Horror Slam last show, you came up to me and was like, oh, hey, Zach, it's good to see you again. Oh, yeah. You could have been buddy-buddy.
I actually did it because I never had to see you again. I had to see you in the first place.
Oh, okay. You walked up to me
when I was stepping out my brand-new, beautiful Charger, and you shook my hand and said, sir, can I take your bag to the back? And I said, no, thanks, kid. I got someone for that.
I don't treat peasants like that, man. I just let your boy Jeremiah Goldman do that for you.
Is Jeremiah the one that does it for you?
Oh no, I don't care.
No,
Jeremiah
gets paid the big bucks. Jeremiah gets paid the big bucks to look pretty and manage the best in the world.
Well, I beg to differ on that, but. Well, we'll see Saturday,
I thought this show was supposed to be for wrestlers. You got this dude on your show, like...
What, are you going to have Zeke on next?
Do you have negative views on the show before me and Jeremiah called in?
Senor Patata, he asked you a question, Cabron. Where are you at?
Man, Cabron, you know what?
What?
Before I had you guys on, man, I had views before I could tie my shoestrings, man. I already know what I had.
You don't think we listen to the show, bro? You think we're going to lose? You're going to buy Greg a shirt that says Zach Thomas killed your hero? Well, let me get you one, Mr. Senor Patata. It's going to say MM3 did what he always did.
Okay, Mr. 25-year-old, Mr. Loser to the drinking contest.
Bro, we're not talking about how I whooped your ass in drinking because you drink like a 15-year-old girl.
You drink like a woman. You drink
white
claw. You drink like a woman.
So anyway.
Listen. I don't know what this is. This isn't what this is for. This is for me and Malcolm. All right? Look, all that matters is on Saturday, it doesn't matter who comes out on top, me. We're going to go out there and go to war, man. That's totally
no,
fine.
No. We're not asking your sexual preference, bud. We know you like to be a top.
Jeremiah, shut the fuck up and let people speak, bro. No one needs to fucking hear you run your mouth every goddamn second. Shut the fuck up. Thank you.
The people back to differ.
Anyway,
that's actually what I just think. It's fine, though. Continue.
You get paid? Last time I checked, I didn't see you getting paid to run with Breyer and make sure his show was running well because they couldn't do it themselves.
Yeah, we
don't need an envelope because we're not, you know, we're humble. We just get it in the PayPal, bro. It's cool.
You're humble? You're the least humble.
Well, I'm the most humble guy on the face of the earth, brother. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're so far from it. So far from it.
Bro, you're built different, I swear. All caps.
Can you elaborate what that means, sir? So I'm sure no one other than yourself gets
it,
the
it
fuck
means
that,
that
means.
There are those that do this and there are those that are born to do this. You would be considered what's called a 5-day contract player. It's the guy that you give a couple dollars to try to make a name for himself and he shits the bed, and that's exactly what you're gonna do against the process.
Hey, just like you did in Impact, right? Like how you said you got that contract on your own, and guess what? You're not signed still because you fucked that up for yourself, I guess. Wild.
I'm not with Impact because I had better things to do.
Better than having a signed contract, jackass.
Wrestling all over the fucking world whenever you want and making more money than that contract had to offer. So before you discern my name, you asked about me, and did you know there's a dollar sign next to that motherfucking name?
Well, I guess we'll see Saturday because last time I checked, you weren't worth shit.
Listen,
but
I'll see you and you'll see stars, bud. It's either knockout or tap out. I fucking guarantee it.
You heard it right here. I don't even think we need
pinfall. I am so excited. It's definitely going to be the match of the night.
Yep, sure is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 24 karat lion guarantee is in. It's going to be MM3 round one by knockout.
Jeremiah, this isn't boxing, you dumb fuck, or UFC.
Yeah, and you're still going to be knocked out, though. Look at it.
Well, there's no round.
Like, the facts are facts, bro. No, there is a round. It's round one, but we only need one. Listen, I understand you ain't used to be in a 24 karat lion main event, because even when I had you signed, you weren't good enough for one of those. But
I was in the main event. That's why.
Welcome to the big leagues, kid.
I don't know what you consider big leagues. I mean, facing MM3, if that's considered the big leagues, then I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place.
You're
in the wrong
place to face MM3. The horse went
off. Oh, you're in the right
place. Much faith in you, and then they put so much stock in you, and they were like, oh, this Zach Thomas kid's pretty good, Malcolm. You should give him a shot. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm giving you a shot to use my name to try to elevate that piece of shit career that you have to finally wrestle somebody worth a damn. You wrestle all these guys at your home promotion where you're daddy's hero and you're John Thorne's favorite, but this is the real fucking world where we work for our wins. We're not given our wins. So therefore, in that category of earning everything that you have, I beat you by 6 fucking miles, bud. We're not even playing the same fucking sport. That's how much on a different league that we are. You and me on pen and paper don't even fucking make sense, bud.
Like even the fans are saying this.
There's
fans commenting
on your
promo
picture
saying
that
MM3 is going to
fucking
kill you
because it's not arrogance. It's a fucking observation.
Hey, Jabari and your boy Greg mean absolutely nothing.
I'm going to see the match. I think it's an exciting matchup and an intriguing matchup.
It
for
is.
Sure. Absolutely.
I will rebuttal really quick if you let me. So you want to say everybody that I've faced in AIW was just handed to me. Now, that's very, very false because I worked my ass off year after year. I did not fucking take anything from my brother's left.
Year, bro, I thought
nothing
this was your first year. I've never even
See,
heard
here's
of
the
you.
Thing. No. Shut the fuck up and listen, bro. See, SICW, if nobody fucking knows, Malcolm helps run it with his father. And that's the only reason why he gets put in main event fucking matches. And that's the only reason why he gets titles. So shut your damn mouth with that bullshit because you get everything.
That's where you're
fucking
wrong, bro. I main event everywhere that I go. That's not even just my company. And the reason that I got the title is because I won it off of somebody credible. Couldn't beat me, just like you can't beat me. And the reason that I am in history the longest reigning Midwest heavyweight champion is because I am the best and I beat the best, Zach.
I mean, I want you to prove that.
Before you start talking, listen, I thought you had just my dick in your mouth, but apparently you have the entire Monroe Dynasty dick in your mouth.
You're just trying to name drop that we would fuck you.
You're a fucking bum, and we would never, ever put the likes of you because we actually like
good
wrestling on our show.
That's a damn lie. Your dad would probably love to have me beat the fuck out of you in front of him.
That might be true. You got to admit that might be true.
XICW is the longest
running promotion in the history of the state of Michigan. It's, you know, 20
ran
years,
Kobo.
300 shows, ran Kobo. It's XICW is the pinnacle in the Midwest.
Yeah, and AIW, after Johnny Gargano left, dropped the fucking ball. So what have you guys done lately?
You were just upset because you got kicked out, bro. It's fucking wild. You're untalented, bro.
Kicked out. They couldn't afford me.
Yeah, that's what it was. Sure. We'll go with that.
That's exactly what it was.
Regardless of the facts, Malcolm, I guess we'll just settle in the ring. I'm not a man for words. You're clearly not a man for words. Jeremiah is your speaker, and that's fine. Let's go out there and kill it. Let's go out there and prove not only to you, and you prove to me that you.
I don't have anything to prove. I'm the best.
No, you have a lot to prove. You have a lot to prove to me, at least. I don't give a fuck if you don't want to prove anything to the fans or to the people in the back. You have something to fucking prove to me.
Listen, I don't prove myself to nobody. My fucking my stat sheet and my record proves everything that needs to be proven to people that matter.
Well, I matter, and it doesn't matter to me.
Guys, like, listen, this phone call got a little bit off the rails. All right, guys, for real,
yeah.
We'll talk. All right, let's bring it back in. Listen, you have the best in the fucking world, right? Saturday, taking on. I'm not even gonna be mean here right now. Zach Thomas, he's an uprising star. I'm gonna give you your props, bud. Like, there was a reason. I saw something in you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're a tough competitor. Malcolm may not share these views and opinions because he doesn't know who you are. But it's going to be a banger. Y'all two are going to have match of the night. Let's be honest. There's a post-credit scene after.
No doubt. And MM3, you know you're my
I don't care. Briar Wellington's surprise partner is Johnny fucking
I don't care
of
that.
The match of the night
is
going to be Zach Thomas and
MM3. Yeah.
So
the
guys,
match of the night is any match with Malcolm and Rosa Third in it. And you guys know that.
That's
that
fact.
Is not, that
yes,
is, that
we
is
know
not
that. I've known you
up.
For 2 years.
Greg and
I've
Jay
known you for 2 years.
Anytime Malcolm Monroe III's name is on the card, that is the match of the night. Point blank and
the
period.
Night.
So, hey. Zach,
you
get ready for the best match that you'll ever have. And in advance, you're welcome for the clout, kid.
And, man, MM3 Tony Deppen stole the show. MM3,
yeah,
bro, man, I got the chance to record that.
Name?
That was a great. Something Reynolds. What's his name? Three?
Adam Reynolds.
Something Reynolds.
Adam Reynolds.
Dude,
it's that
was the match of the
come
night.
Saturday.
These are matches
come
that no
Saturday
one would
have. I got a lot of this. Hey, right,
hold on.
Listen. Him versus Mads Warner
listen,
was a fucking
listen
banger.
Up. Listen. Come Saturday, we're going to settle this like men. All right? My boy's going to go in there. He's going to do what he does to everybody. He's going to be off with your fucking head, Zach. He's doing you a favor.
You know what? You know what, guys? I'm sorry. I know you're out of my league, man. I'll just stay at home because I'm so scared of you guys. I'll just keep my ass at home. I'm sorry.
Here, how about you do one better? How about you know
you
what? I don't want you to feel like we're gonna cheat you. So how about you pick Tweedledee or Tweedledum? I think that's their name. They come out to the Las Vegas theme, right? The little showgirls that you hang out with. With the little pedo stashes, you want to talk about mustaches, tell that kid to clean the dirt off his lip. I think his name's Mickey. I'm not sure, though.
Who?
Mickey Montgomery or something like that. The kid with the dirt on
oh,
his
the
lip. I think it's a
nah,
mustache.
Actually, here's the thing, man. I'll show up.
No. This is an open invite.
They're
if you don't want to bring them, I'm inviting them. I'm inviting them to ringside after balking season destroys them, all right? They're going to be a little sore, but they can come on out. They can come with you. You can bring them both because that equals one full-grown man in weight and size.
How about you said I can pick, right? So what if I pick Chinstrap Jesus?
Bring them. Bring Chinstrap. It's fine. You think I'm scared of, like, you think we're scared, first of all, you think we're worried about Chinstrap Jesus, the man who was pre-show before I got him on the main show.
All right?
You think I'm worried about that guy? Listen, you know what that guy was? That guy was a pair of tearaway pants and a 90s song before I made him something, all right? So
you
know what, bud? Bring him.
Time and money into him.
I did, and I made him a fucking star.
You did nothing for him.
Oh, my God.
He left you?
I did everything for him.
He didn't need you.
I gave him the world, and like the ungrateful son of a bitch he is, just like yourself. Y'all were like, oh, we're something now. Now three people know our names. We're going to go out on our own. And it's fine, baby bird. I'll still feed you. It's cool. Bring them and your little girls.
If you mean the three people that are in the crowd, if that's the only people that you made me aware and known to, that's cool. Because last time I checked, your name value means nothing out of Detroit, Michigan. Fuck off.
Homie, I'm known worldwide. It's fine. Say your little stuff. You haven't seen me out there yet. Because you know what? Some of these dirt poor promotions ain't been running, bro. And they can't afford the price tag. It's fine. Once they get up and running after they have a few jobber shows where they book guys like you, they can then can afford talent to come out there and entertain the masses. All right? So listen, bring Erica or Mickey, all right? Bring your little Mouseketeers with you, because you're gonna need them. And Malcolm's just gonna have me out there. I'm not a fighter, so I mean, you bring your army. The best in the world's just gonna bring himself.
That's fine. He can bring himself, whatever the case may be. I don't need anybody in my corner. That's fine. But the fact of the matter,
well, because you don't have friends.
The only
it's
thing
fine.
You're known for is beating up two women to become a woman's champ, because that's all you're good for, bro. That's all you're good for.
But the word is champ, and also I'm a feminist, guy. Listen, it's 2020. These hands are rated E for everyone, all right? So you know what? You know, it sounds like you got a problem with me, Zach.
Always have, always will.
So you know what? I'll make it sweeter for you, baby. If you could beat MM3, I'll give you a match. But you ain't going to. That's why I will say that. I will say it to the world. If Zach Thomas can beat MM3, the 24-karat lion will go one-on-one. But you ain't going to do it, so I have no fear. I'm going to sleep tonight like I do every night on goose-down feather pillows and 10,000-count sheets.
Yeah. Hey, so if you're real confident with that, you want to accept the death match?
Me and you in a death
Whoa.
Match? I would destroy you. I would destroy you.
Easy,
we'll
killer.
Here, I got one for you.
You want me in a death match?
You want me in a death match with your stroke? Why don't you let AIW know? I'll come down and accept. I'll make a trip. I'll slump.
Like
it.
I said to Malcolm, they don't use untalented people, so I don't think they would accept.
So why
me,
are
sorry.
You booked? I'm still wondering that. You keep saying that, yet you're booked. It's fine.
Very talented. Very talented.
You want, you're not, but it's fine. So you want to make that happen? You've heard it. Hit up your boys. I'll come down. One-time appearance. Because I definitely would never want to come back. It's in Ohio. It's gross.
If he beats MM3, right?
When? No. If he beats MM3, I'll fight him at Horror Slam. But if he wants a death match with me, man can get it booked down there if he has the stroke he says he has. He's got a little tracksuit, so, I mean, they must see something in him.
You're too pretty for death matches, brother.
I am. But you know
You feel
you
so
what?
Cute saying that.
My
right?
man's got me heated. My man's got me heated.
Yeah,
gentlemen,
don't
I gotta go though, because I have important things to
make bad decisions,
you know, like
brother.
Anything
yeah,
better than
this.
Gentlemen, you've been great. Zach, you suck. I've been golden. We'll see you Saturday, bum. Remember, you. Ciao.
Wow. Zach, you still on?
Man.
I am so excited.
I'm excited for this match, man. I'm excited for this.
Oh, yeah. This conversation is just going to make this match just much better because
Saturday
these motherfuckers
night.
Are going to brawl.
They're going to brawl like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see this. And, Greg,
I mean,
I'm ready for
the fact, I don't need anybody in my corner. I'll no longer talk shit while they're not on air because I'm not a bitch and I won't say it behind their back. I'll say it to their face. But this Saturday.
Hey, they said they listen to the show. You say whatever you want.
I mean, they can say that they listen to it, but I highly doubt it because obviously they just said that we didn't have views, but we had views last week and we got views this week with or without them. So fuck them.
Absolutely. We advertised you.
Yeah,
I mean, like I said last
Please,
Thursday, I told Dayday I was telling on him, and
yeah,
I told
he was like throwing
MN3.
Me under the bus.
And
you're about to get taught.
I told him, you know, that you were going to be back on, and that you know, feel free to call in, and they called in.
Greg,
but,
I do want to
yeah.
throw this out there.
Zach Thomas,
I'm sorry.
You are
sorry
a star,
losses,
and you do draw. You definitely draw views and, you know, draw tickets, in my opinion. I'm very excited for your match, just like I was very excited for your match a couple weeks ago at PWAS.
So you're ready to get that shirt?
Oh, I'm getting me a Zach Thomas shirt, if for nothing else to wear to his funeral.
No,
like, I was down.
No.
Hey, you know what? Just do me a favor, because, you know, I know that I am the reason why we're probably on the second half of the show, not Malcolm. He's just riding my coattail there. you know? If you want to buy my shirt at intermission, and then you can wear it to
I got you. I
Malcolm's
promise.
Funeral. No worries. You can wear it to Malcolm's funeral. No worries.
Man, you see me before the show? I got the 20 for you, brother. Yeah, I need the exact time.
But you're going to say, it's going to say, killed my hero.
No.
What's that?
No, I need my current Zach Thomas merch. I need that.
I mean, I don't have current currently. I mean, I have current.
That's right. I need that. And I'll be wearing my Zach Thomas shirt. For when he wins.
What has been said through this whole phone call? From them to me, from me to them. I will say, Malcolm Monroe has had his ups and his downs in the last 8 years of his career. He's made a name for himself with his dad's help, with one of, if not what he claims to be the best in the world. And I will just add him to another statistic in my victory column.
Yep, so I hope you're ready for that shirt.
Man, the process, that win is going to look good on the resume.
I don't think so, bud.
I do, but I tell you what, it's going to be a fucking banger.
Yeah, because Zach Thomas is in it.
Yeah.
He puts the bang in the banger.
Yeah.
Pow!
MM3 had a banger with a broomstick, too. But you put two athletes, these styles, this caliber athlete of Zach Thomas.
MM3, look, man, I've known MM3 for two years, man. He's a great talent. I'm not going to lie. But
that's the thing, man. You have the high-flying ability off of him. You have the hard-hitting ability. And here's the thing. I don't really showcase it. I can fly with some of the best. So if he wants to do that, I can do that. If he wants to
I've
hit hard,
fly.
That's my specialty.
I thought I would reverse Greg King.
What?
We've seen you fly recently against Drag King.
Ah, that's suicide dive, man. That's nothing. I have to fly better than that. I can flip just like Malcolm
does. I mean,
does.
That is a man. That is a heavy missile being launched at a high velocity, man. I've seen that. Like I seen you land one, and I seen you just miss one, and they were both man
brutal. They were both
fire
hitting.
Yeah, they come with a lot of speed and velocity.
It happens.
Hey.
Hey man,
so,
like I said,
how do
I
you intend to beat the process? Are you gonna you're gonna fight him, brutalize him? You intend to wrestle with him?
He's gonna keep
Where
him
do you
down.
Feel your strength is that much better than his strength?
He's gonna stop him from high flying for one. That's what's gonna happen.
Clearly,
after that it's over.
Here's the thing. Like I said this last week, man. He used to have the speed game, okay? And I don't know if he has it anymore. I haven't watched him too close, okay? He might have it still. But after you gain a little bit of weight, whether it be fat or muscle, that slows you down. That gasses you up. So my goal is to gas him up. And, yeah, I'm letting it known in case he does hear, because it's going to be even sweeter when I embarrass him after he already knows my game plan.
That's an interesting game plan. Now, I can tell you this. Against, if you check out his match against Trey Miguel from Horror Slam, which actually you can check out on the Deathmatch Podcast 313
on YouTube,
YouTube channel. That's Day Day's channel. We, but his speed is there. The match, I mean, it went 15 minutes, but I see what he's saying. It's a good strategy trying to blow the guy up, especially if you feel like he made a good point. Whether you gain mass, whether it be muscle
or
fat, he's right.
He is,
and
exactly.
I haven't seen MM3 in a 20-25 minute match since before coronavirus, bro.
Exactly. That's what you got to look at.
I mean, like I said, multiple.
Did Drag King, would you say Drag King and Zach Thomas went longer than Trey Miguel in MM3? Or would it be about the same?
I can look at it. Hold on. I can look at that real quick.
Probably the same, in my opinion. I mean, I didn't see the Trey Miguel match.
Oh.
But At the end of the day,
yeah,
I am not the biggest speaker. I am not the best speaker, but I let my actions speak louder than my words. From what I do say, I say just straight facts. And last week, if you want to pull that gun out and, you know, pew, pew, pew a little bit, take that shot, which I did. You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So where's that promo, man? I've been waiting for you to drop this promo for Horror Slam.
It was going to be out tomorrow, but quite frankly, I don't
think
I don't think Malcolm deserves one, considering I just told him off right here. I mean, I'd rather the world know than just this podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We appreciate that, man.
Yeah, we do, and we appreciate,
appreciate
your time, man. You have been a awesome
guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're our first back-to-back guest since me, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm just making history in the Michigan territory, right?
Yep, that's what it's about. It's about making history and taking names.
What, deathmatch champ?
Taking names and taking
shots. You know, second time on and weeks back-to-back, that's wild. I'll take it.
There you go. On the radio.
Again,
Wrestling
I do
podcast.
Want to apologize, though. I do want to apologize for, you know, coming on late. I did forget I was at the gym. I do appreciate you guys, though.
Oh, no,
man.
No, no. We know stuff happens,
that's how
man.
We try to let our guests know. It's from 6:30 to 8. Call when it's
anytime,
convenient.
Yep.
You know, it's we try to give our guests their platform to, you know, put
you
over
want
anything,
promote
they
anything,
want,
anything,
promote
want,
anything
yep.
they want, you know.
In character, out of character, anything.
Yeah, and it always just leads to fun conversation. That's I'm nobody special. I'm just a guy who talks about wrestling.
That's the same way.
And, you know, we're just fortunate that we've met a lot of really cool people being around wrestling in the last, you know, few years.
Right.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone's time that calls in to, you know, be a part of it. It's, you know, really fun. Yeah, we got to actually, maybe next week we can get the Bitcoin boys. Come on, they can talk about their successful title defense against Bulking Season.
Yeah.
Oh, after they pick up that victory against Bulking Season on Saturday in that tables match?
Yes.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
I'm rooting for them.
Me too.
I did. I'm sold on the Bitcoin boys.
I bet.
Big
so they, I seen their my first match when they won the titles, man. They won. Yeah.
Yeah. I had seen them, you know, before that at Horror Slam. Beat the Great.
I wasn't there.
Yes, you were.
I was?
Float out. Yes.
No.
At Horror Slam?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah,
you were there.
Yeah.
I was there. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. That's when we were
sitting
together.
Literally, your
seat
was next to mine.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I remember. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trey Miguel and MM3.
Trey Miguel and MM3, yeah.
Hey, man, it's going to be a good weekend. So, that's all that matters.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, is there anything else you want to promote or anything else you want to say before we get a couple minutes or call her in?
Real quick, I mean, if you guys can just go follow me on my social media, Facebook, Zach Thomas, Z-A-C-H, spell it correctly. If not, you're not going to follow me. Instagram is Zach_Thomas21. Then you have Twitter, which is Zach_Thomas_21. If you guys can actually, it's on my page. I have a match that is up there right now. It's actually against Jimmy Wang Yang's daughter and his girlfriend and just another chick. Actually, I have the privilege of doing that. So if you guys can go give that a look, it's a match that you have to pay for on Vimeo, but it's only $5. Honestly, I would believe and tell you that it is worth your time watching. So if you could do me that favor, help me out a little bit, help Jimmy out a little bit, appreciate you.
Is it on your Facebook? I'm trying to find it now to share it.
Send it to us
and we'll share it.
Yeah, or just, share it or tag me in it and I'll share it.
All right, so it's Greg and what now? What's the name? I'm sorry. I don't know.
Greg Caden Jr. Yeah, the guy you called the
Dead Crew.
Dumb and Stupid. Yeah, Mr.
Okay,
Dumb
okay.
and Stupid.
Damn that guy.
Yeah, I did. I had to. I'm sorry, bro.
Don't be. I love
actually
it.
Just.
He deserved it.
You and the, let's see. Nah, man. I mean, you want to get involved, bro? I gotta get you involved, right?
That's yeah. Right. And I'm the one that you text in before the show.
But what's your name, though? That's the only thing.
Dayday. D-E-D-A-Y.
You said Dayday?
Yep.
Gotcha, man. I'm going to send it specifically to you right now.
Okay, perfect.
Actually, I'll send it through Messenger if that's good with you guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I'll share from there. Got it. Yep. Okay. Let's see how I have to do this. And then, okay.
There we go.
Not share it like that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're going to share it to everybody right now.
There we go. There we go. The Cleveland boys. There we go. Yeah, I'll make another post later.
But, Zach, again, we appreciate you, and we're going to be sharing this post, and we're going to be watching. But we got a couple minutes left, and hopefully we'll have you on again with the Bitcoin boys.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate you guys.
Always, man. It's always a pleasure, brother. Appreciate it. You have a good night.
I'll see you Saturday to get my
yes,
shirt
sir.
That says, he
I'm
killed
good,
my
I'm
hero.
No,
I get it.
No worries.
I get a sweet-ass Zach Thomas shirt.
Sounds good. I appreciate
it. Thank
brother.
You, man.
Have a good one.
Man,
what a good
day.
Yeah.
Here.
It's always unpredictable on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Anybody want to give us a call before you stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron and the Macho Ghost right here on Open Talk Radio, the 313, the Flash. We love you guys from the Southwest Texan Day Cruise
and
Greg DeMarc.
DeMarc.